Morning. Our gospel reading for today comes from the book of Matthew, the 11th chapter, beginning with the 25th verse. At that time, Jesus said, "I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and the intelligent, and have revealed them to infants. Yes, Father, for such was your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." As comforting as these words are, I tend to find them a bit perplexing at the same time. Christ tells us that his yoke is easy and his burden is light. Yet sometimes our lives don't seem to reflect that truth as we struggle in the Christian life. Was the burden light for the apostles who were imprisoned and killed for the sake of the gospel? Is the burden light for our brothers and sisters who are still facing persecution today? Is the burden light for each of us when our doubts cause belief itself to seem like a burden? There are many ways in which the Christian walk seems like a burden. And Jesus himself, the same one who says that my yoke is easy and my burden is light, a few chapters later in Matthew says, "If any want to become my followers, let them deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. For those who want to save their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake will find it." And taking up one's cross certainly is not a light burden. To take up your cross literally means to go to your death. And we know that Jesus does not promise us a life free of suffering, free of pain, free of trouble. We know that just as we gather here today and we share all of our concerns and the things that are going on with us and those that we care about. And sometimes it even seems the case that those of us who are most closely yoked to Christ suffer more. And yet, in spite of all of this, Jesus says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Now, I wonder what this rest is that Jesus is talking about. What is this rest? Well, immediately after this passage, the gospel goes on and Jesus has an encounter with the Pharisees. And they challenge him on what's acceptable on the Sabbath day, the day of holy rest where they wouldn't work at all. And I don't think it's any coincidence that this story about the Sabbath is placed right after Jesus' comments about giving rest. Jesus is redefining how we understand rest. God offers us the gift of the Sabbath as a day for rest from our daily activities, a day for him where we can recuperate. But Jesus here is offering us something much deeper, a very, very different kind of rest. Jesus says, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls." Rest for your souls. This rest is not just ceasing to do your daily jobs. This rest isn't just getting some relaxation, as much as we need that from time to time. This rest is an inner stillness. It's a state in which the soul finds itself in communion with God through the power of the Holy Spirit. And the closer we are to Christ, the more our souls find rest in him. Because we can all say, with St. Augustine, his famous quote, "My soul is restless until it rests in you, O Lord." This rest. But of course, this presents us with a problem too. Because the reality is, for most, if not all of us, our souls tend to seem like more of a war zone than they do a place of rest. Constantly fighting things within ourselves. And sometimes we get discouraged, thinking that we should have this rest in its fullness as soon as we come to Christ. But the reality is, this is a process of Christ bringing us closer and closer to himself, where this rest becomes more and more our reality. It develops gradually and slowly, and Christ sits ever so patiently calling us more towards himself, while we, like we sang in the song earlier, are prone to wander. And I think so many times we want this rest, we seek this rest, but we aren't seeking he who is the source of the rest. We just want the rest without seeking him. But Jesus doesn't say, "Seek rest and you will find rest." He says, "Come to me and I will give you rest." And this is where some of the pieces start to come together, and where this starts to make a little more sense, because it is this rest, this inner communion with Christ, that the yoke becomes easy, that the burden becomes light. It is this rest, this union with Christ, that allows us to pick up our cross, suffer many trials, and still say, "My burden is light." Saint Teresa of Avila was a very devout woman of the 16th century, and she reminds us that we must bear crosses in one way or another for as long as we live. And she's one who earned the right to say that. She bore many, many crosses. And yet, in spite of all that, she still says, "Oh, the great delight of suffering in doing the will of God. Oh, Lord, that you would grant us a faith that can say, 'Oh, the great delight of suffering in doing the will of God.'" You see, St. Teresa of Avila was so close to Christ that she knew this rest in the depths of her soul. And that allowed her to count her suffering as nothing but joy. Now, without this inner rest, the burden of the Christian life is heavy. But since this rest comes from Christ, I suppose I can phrase this a little bit differently and a little more accurately by saying, without Christ, the burden of the Christian life is very difficult and is in fact impossible. How would we pick up our cross and how would we face the struggles of our day-to-day life without our Lord? Why do we look for this rest without looking to Christ? when we take our eyes off of him, the burden becomes heavy. Our souls become that war zone. So the message today is very, very simple. The message is, come to Christ. Come to Christ. And for a lot of you, you're probably thinking, well, I already have. I've already come to Christ. Come closer. Come closer. Do we spend time with Jesus? When we wake in the morning, do we go to Christ? When we go to bed at night, do we go to Christ? When things are going well, do we go to Christ? When things are not going well, do we go to Christ? When our spouse, our coworker, a family member irritates us, do we go to Christ? You see, this rest is something that we seek, but we'll never find it unless we seek Christ first. So let us daily seek a deeper union with Christ. May we cling to him, find rest in him, and through him may we lead others to this same rest, to that love that never changes. And as we come to celebrate communion with one another, come to Christ. Come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Let us pray. O Lord, bring us ever closer to yourself. Teach us to obey you and teach us to love you and to seek you for your sake. Not to seek rest for itself, but to seek you and have rest just be an outpouring of that relationship with you. Teach us to love you. Teach us to love others through you. Bring us together at this table of communion. Help us every day to strive more and more to come deeply into your arms. We love you, Lord, and we ask your blessing each and every day. Change our hearts, mold us into a new creation. We pray this all through the powerful name of Christ our Lord. Amen.